Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, praise team. God bless you. What a wonderful name he is. Amen. God bless you all. It's a wonderful day. 2,000 years or so ago, a great event unfolded today. Hallelujah. The foundation of our faith was established. Christ Jesus rose from the dead. Amen. At the end of this sermon, we're going to have a time to dance and praise God. Going to sing one of those songs that we used to awaken a belief or confirm what we have believed. Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross. Hallelujah. To redeem me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He arose to redeem. I say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. He arose to redeem. Say hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. He arose to redeem me. Jesus Christ is risen. Say hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. There are so many gods out there, but all of them are still in their grave. We know where the grave of Muhammad is. So over there, they still walk around it every day, every once in a year. You know, they go dancing around it, walking around it. Amen. But when they came to the grave of Jesus, amen, say he's no more here, he is risen. Hallelujah. Amen. Why do you seek the living among the dead? They ask him, he's not here. Because death cannot hold him captive. He is the Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. Give him praise, everybody. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That is why we have hope, me and you, that we have eternal life through Jesus Christ. Today we are going to talk about the path to the cross was paved by love. Amen. Amen. That path to the cross. What brought Jesus Christ in the first place was love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's sing a hymn. Please put on that hymn. We're just going to sing it. I want you to stand on your feet as we sing this hymn. I want us to do this sermon quick so that we can have time to praise God together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing his word. Stand on your feet, everybody. Let's reverence the Lord as we sing. It is sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Hallelujah. That is the name of Jesus. The path that brought Jesus to the cross was paved by love. You know, pavement. You know, they have a pavement at times. They use stone, they use wood, they use carpet, whatever. The path that brought him to the cross was paved by love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is a name, my... Well, Sister Christy, bail me out there, over there. A name, my Lord, to hear. Yes, I love to sing his word. It sounds like music. One of the praise team, come and help us with this song. One of the praise team. Sister Precious, come and help us with it, please. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. because he first loved me. Amen. He tells me of my Savior's love, who died to set me free. He tells me of his precious, yes, the sinner's perfect plea. Hallelujah, oh, how I love Jesus. Say, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because Jesus first loved me. He tells me for my father's name. Yes, my deepest woe, who in his sorrows bear apart, that none can be below. Hallelujah, oh, how I love Jesus. Say, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Yes, because he first loved me. Hallelujah, oh, how I love. Father, we bless you. Bless the congregation. Bless your people, Lord. Oh, how I love Jesus. Say, oh, oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you for shedding your blood for me and for everybody here on the cross. Thank you because you first loved me. Therefore, Lord, we want to declare that we love you also. Thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice on the cross. You didn't have to do it. It's a willing sacrifice, Lord. And we thank you. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. This morning, dimensions of God's love. We already said that it is the path to the cross was paved by love. Let's quickly open Jeremiah 31:3. And I thank a sister who kind of encouraged me to bring this sermon today. Some weeks ago, she said, Pastor Emmanuel, I want us to speak on God's love. And I called her back. I said, are you going through anything right now that may necessitate you to question the love of God? I said, no, I just want us to talk on the love of God. And I said, okay, great. This is a time to say the path that leads us to that love of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To the cross is the love of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3. Dimensions of God's love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What a wonderful love that God has given to me and to you. Let's read together, everybody. The Lord had appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Read it again with me. The Lord had appeared of old unto me, saying what? Hallelujah. Now I want to say all these grammatic people who are really knowledgeable in English. Did he say temporary love? Did he say love that wanes? Did he say love that terminates? It says what? An everlasting love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us also read Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17. Ephesians 3:17. to 19. Please, yes. Read with me, everybody. Go on. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in what? Love. Go on. May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. The breadth, the width, the height, and the depth of God's love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I checked out the dimension of the world. It is, you know, there are so many million miles to the moon, to the stars, and this and so. But there is no depth to the love of God. Amen? There is no height to it. There is no width. There is no length to it. It is bottomless. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why I say it is an everlasting love. Amen. And that is the love that brought Jesus Christ to us. This morning we are going to expand on this love. Maybe you are here, you say, I don't have the love of God. I'm going to prove you wrong. Blessed be the name of the Lord. By the word of God. Amen. The Greek came up with four types of loves in the Bible. One of them is called the love called Eros. That's the romantic love. The other one is called Storge, whatever, I don't know the pronunciation for sure. Family love, philia, intimate love. But the love we are going to talk about today is the one that called agape love, agape love, the highest form of love. That is the type of God's love to me and to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I say here that love is immeasurable. Amen. There is no depth to it. There is no width to it. That there is no height to it. And there is no height, width, depth, or depth. There is none to apply to the type of love that God has given to us. It is immeasurable. Amen. It is incomparable. Amen. It is a sacrificial type of love. Amen. And it's an unfailing love. As it says in Corinthians 1:13 verse 8, it says, it love never fails. And I start to wonder, is it the kind of love we have for one another? The other three, the Eros, the Agape, the Storge love, or whatever, those one ends, it fails, it terminates. But there is one that never fails. It is the love that God has for me and for you. A love that doesn't have bottom. There is no measurement to it. It is only God that can deliver that type of love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, one of the duties of Satan is trying to convince you many a times that God does not love you, or that no one loves you. And because of that, many people have self-destructed themselves. There are so many people who are so frustrated with life, and when you talk to them, one of the things is that nobody loves me. And Satan has gone ahead to convince them that God also does not love you. And so they go to self-destruct mood that say, hey, I don't have any love. And this is because they are basing their love on circumstances, on situations. And so the enemy paints that picture that God does not love them. I want to tell us about the nature of God. Many Christians have come up with different ideas about the nature of God. Some paint a God that is God of judgment, a God that frowns or angry, a God that is always, you know, out to get you, a God that makes circumstances impossible, and when you are find yourself in the pit, it's not there for you. So many of us paint that pictures. And so the enemy work on it. And because of that, we fail to see the greatness of our God at times. Let's open 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 10. Let us look at the nature of God. When I mean nature, that's what this primitive nature that belongs to each one of us. Some are women, some are men, some are emotional, some are this. These are nature that's imbued in us. And you cannot run away from it. You try to go away from it, you can't, because it is programmed. It is in your gene. It is in your nature. If it is bad one, then Christ can root it out of you by faith, if you believe in him. But there is a nature that cannot be taken away. The nature of God cannot be erased. He cannot change it. You cannot change it. Circumstances cannot change it. Nothing can change it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Read with me, please. Read again. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Verse 8. Nine. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. 9:10. Go back to 8, please. Just 8. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is what? Love. That is the nature of God. God equals to what? Love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, and if at times you doubt, if at times you wobble, at times you shake about the depth and the God's love towards you, you are not alone. Myself, many a times, in the depth of all life trials, in the depth of situations and stuff, I wrote here, I say, at times we question the love of God in certain moments. When the burden is so heavy, when the trial is so overwhelming, when the night is so dark and so thick that you cannot see through it to feel the awesome love of God. You're not alone. Because these are foreign to the nature that God actually wants you to feel when trials and all this thing comes, you start to question and say, hey, does he really love me? If he loves me, why am I going through this? If he loves me, why couldn't he just put his hand and save me and deliver me from all this? Now, I don't know all the answer, like I've told so many people on private conversation, when this question is posed to me. But one thing I know, and I can testify, is that the word of God have said it. And when the word of God have said it, I will not doubt it in any circumstances. I will believe God. I will go the fanatical way like Job. He said, even if he kills me, yet will I do what? Trust him. Because the word of God have said it. Now, circumstances can make you look at it and say, question it, doubt it, refuse it. But that does not change the nature of God. That the primary nature of God is love. And I will prove it to you today why it is love. Why it is deep. Why it is deeper. And why it is deepest in some level. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Such love we cannot fathom. Is beyond knowledge, like we read in the book of Ephesians. If you try to figure it out, you will not. Because that love, if you know the whole picture of what God is doing, of what God intends to do, then you may be able to question the love of God. But at times we look at circumstances through the window of time, the little perspective we have as a human being, and we only see it in a small picture, we don't see the total picture. There are times that God will do whatever it takes. We do whatever is required to make sure that you make it to the kingdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And at times that path can be dark. It can be burdensome. It can be confusing. It can be full of agony. And you may start to question, does God really love me? I want to tell you today, believe with me the word of God. God still loves you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Circumstances has nothing to do with the love of God. Let us read Romans chapter 8. Circumstances have nothing. Romans 8:35, please. Circumstances has nothing to do with the love of God towards me and you. Let's read it here, what it says in the word. Who, everybody read with me, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Amen. That's the one question I want you to ask. This was posed by a man that is speaking through the Holy Spirit. Does circumstances have anything to do with the love of God? That's where I want you to approach this reading. What circumstances? He says, tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or even the sword. Approach this from this point of view. What circumstances can separate you from the love of God? Is there anything that can actually separate God's love from you? Don't look at it from you to God. I'm looking from God to you. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, which we all go through, or distress in certain levels, each one of us differs, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or perish? Go to 36, please. Quickly. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. Those are circumstances. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Go to 37 quickly. Nay, in all things we are more than what? Conquerors through Christ who loved us. You will wonder. I do at times. In the midst of the darkness. In the midst of the trials. Why will I go through these circumstances? Why will God burden me with this? Why question? That is just we talking as human beings. We don't know the whole picture. There is no circumstances that can separate us from the love of God. Go to 38. For I am persuaded, I am sure, I am certain, I can put my life on the line, says this man of God, Paul, that neither what? Death, everybody, nor even this life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, or the one that is going to come in the future, nor height again, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Can somebody say amen? Amen? Say amen in Jesus' name. That nothing, no height, no depth, no other creature, no man, no woman, no situation, no money, no circumstances shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing. Circumstances has nothing to do with the love of God. Even you have nothing to do with the love of God. You cannot make God to separate from you. You cannot make God to take away his love from you. Because that is the primary nature, the primitive nature of God. It is written in his gene. It is entombed. The data cannot be erased. You cannot clean it. You cannot delete it. You cannot erase it. It is the nature of God to love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when you are going through a situation and you don't fully understand it, go back to the word. Yes. How I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Don't put any yardstick measurement to God's love. There is nothing. At times, people start to say, okay, Emmanuel have it all. Or this person have it all. Or everything is going through for that. God must have loved him more. Am I mistaken? There's no circumstance. There are no yardstick to that. And then you see some people going through circumstances, dire situation. They must have done something wrong. That's why this is happening. Don't go there in Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Only God knows. Only Him understands. That path may be the path He chooses for a reason me and you don't know. The whole bottom line for God at the end of the day is that you make it through to the kingdom of God. When He knocks your head out, when your teeth is being pulled out, when your stomach is hungry and you have no rent to pay the bill and so forth, that circumstances has nothing to do with the love of God towards you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If that is the way He will drag you to the kingdom of God, He will do it. And I will praise Him for Him, for it. Because that's why I say, even if He kills me, says Job, yet will I trust Him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The depth of God's love, one. Let's go to John 3:16. That is the deep part. John 3:16. Hallelujah. Read with me, everybody. For God so loved what? The world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Now, say that there is a deep part, there is a deeper part, and there is a deepest part. And I'm going to bring the three of them out. This is the deep part. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, anybody who is sitting here this morning who is questioning God's love towards you, say whosoever, whether you are black, white, green or yellow, tall, short, whatever you are, sinner that has no so sin, that you cannot figure out how can God even love me. A man posed this question to me on his dying bed in a hospital. Gave testimony once. And for a moment, I didn't know how to answer him. Pastor, I'm going to meet my maker and I'm not ready, I says. As a chaplain sitting by the side of the bed, I said, well, why do you think that God will never accept you to the kingdom of God? Then he said things that even me will say, if I'm God, I may not accept you too. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And he did it under the aegis of authority of America, because they gave him the authority as an assassin and this and that and so on. And some of them, he took matters into his hand. So he said all this stuff, and I look at it, and I keep wondering all the time they're praying, what will I answer this guy? He's about to meet his maker. He knows it, and he's lived his life in all this way. And now I say, well, God put something in him, and I can't believe how the word of God can change circumstances in a single second. I said to him, do you remember the story of the thief on the cross? Yes, sir. He said, maybe I think I read something about it sometime. I said, that man was a really bad man. He killed. He didn't even have authorization to do all this stuff. He probably raped and murdered and did every kind of atrocity. Yet, when he talked to Christ, when he asked for mercy, when God, we reached out to him, he said, today, I will be with you in paradise. That word sunk in into this man that is dying, and his face shone, he smiled, and said, so there is a way for me. I say, yes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is a way for anybody who is here this morning. Don't say that you have gone into the far end, like some people would think. Don't say that there is no pit you have reached that God cannot pull you out from. No, He's able to pull you out from the deepest pit. David said, I cried unto the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry, and pulled me out of that horrible pit, out of that miry grave. And then He put me on what? Upon that rock. And upon that He established my goings. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is what God can do. Not only can He pull you out of the pit, He will stand you upon the rock. Amen? And then He will establish your going in Jesus Christ. That is what God can do. Don't ever anybody tell you that you are too far gone to be redeemed. Don't you ever say that anybody, any person, any circumstances tell you that God cannot reach you where you are. He is ever ready. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the deep part. John 3:16. Let's go to the deeper part. Romans 5:8. The deeper part. Romans 5:8. But God commanded his love to us in that while we are yet sinners, not just because he sent his son, but look at the greatness of God's love. Many a times return love debt based on return. You know, give me love, I give you love. Give me this, I give you this. If this, I see the attributes in you that meet certain requirement, I love you for it. But we have not met any of the attributes. We have not met any of the requirement. Because he said that God commended his love to me and to you. In that while we are yet what? Sinners. Christ died for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the deeper part. He sent his son, he made that decision. That's a good thing to make. I'm going to send my son to die for them. But then the other part is that while the people I'm sending it to my son to die are sinners, are cursing me to my face, have rejected me, have said bad things to me, look at me, and so many people, I just got tired of them. I said, I can't take it again. Because they say certain bad things to me, I'm cutting you off. That is me. But no matter what we said or did or have not done, God did not cut us off. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said that while we are yet sinners, mind you, that sinner is not necessarily a small sin. May not be 1% sin. I'm talking of 110% sin. Every level of sin. While we are yet sinners, every one of us, no matter the depth of sin or the height of it, while we are yet sinners, God did what? He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to 5. That is the deepest part. Bring us something to you here. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in what? Love. Hallelujah. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to his good pleasure of his will. Go back to that four. Go back to four again. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now look at it. We now know that Jesus Christ came. That is John 3:16. And we are all praising him for it. But look beyond it. While we are yet sinner, he still made that decision to send Jesus Christ. That is a step higher. Then look at this part. Before the foundation of the world, the nature of God manifested. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That he predestinated me and you in love. That is how deep the love of God. Nothing can wash it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Nothing can remove that kind of love. It is not based on you. It is not based on circumstances. It's not based on situation that we will face or will ever face. It is based on the nature of God, because God is what? Love. Amen. That is why he's able to say, with an everlasting love have I done what? Loved you. Not temporary kind of love. Not situational love. Not love that terminates, goes and comes and starts today and ends tomorrow and starts again. No. With an everlasting love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I always know that there is no compassion without love. You can't have real compassion on situation, on people, without having love in your heart. I start to say Lamentation, I believe it's 3:23. I know this, therefore my heart was established, he was saying, that it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, for his compassion they faileth not. New every morning is the love of God, and great is his faithfulness. So I'm saying this, that God's love renews. God's love does not go stale. Every morning he turns it again, it is set anew. That is how his love remains everlasting. You think that this will take me away from God? He said, no. He renews it for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If we truly love him, even 1% like he loved us, we can measure up to all things. Let's look at Luke chapter 15. We're not going to read this. I'm going to paraphrase it before we pray. To any man who is here this morning, or any woman, I want us to listen to this. It's about the prodigal son, one of the samples or examples of the love of God to me and to you. In the Hebrews heritage module, a son is entitled to his father's certain things, even the daughters. The daughters went and asked Moses, and he allowed them to inherit with the sons. So a child will get a portion, but the firstborn usually get like 2 portions, and every other person 1, 1, 1. So the younger son came and said, give me of my portion. Mind you, this portion only comes to him or to you after the death of the father, the matriarch of the home. Against all the father who is representing our eternal father gave him portion. Okay, take your portion. $1 million, $2 million, or whatever it is, or 10. That's your portion out of my wealth. And he said he went and squandered it where? With riotous living, harlots, gambling, drinking, and just spend all this money. And when he's done spending it, what happened? He became wretched and poor. And couldn't find a decent job because he never really had a good job in his life. He was son of a wealthy man. So they gave him the only job they could, to go feed the swine. That's pigs. And even at that, he couldn't find enough food to eat. And so he ate the foods of pigs. And one day he came back to his senses and said, why? Servants in my father's house is better than this. I will go back to my father. And I said to him, I have sinned before heaven and earth before you. I'm not worthy to be called your son again. Just take me as one of your hired servants so that at least I can eat. So he went home, walked. By the time he got home, he was stinking, he was smelling, he was just full of just disgusting. And all the time he was thinking, what am I going to say? He have his written speech, memorize them. And then all this time we find out that the father was all this time doing what? Waiting for him to come home. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That the situation of anybody in this house this morning, or anybody who may listen to this message in the future. God is waiting, amen? God is willing to accept you back, amen? God is willing to forgive you and cleanse you from every sin. Not because of the future, but because he's already did it. Blessed be the name of the Lord, amen? He said he loved you with an everlasting love even before the foundation of the world. So this man came back home and he was still where the father kept watching from the tower. When is he coming back home? And he saw him a mile off or so many ways. Is that my son coming? Doesn't look like him. He came in and after some time he ran and hugged him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That is the depth of God's love to us. But even this story does not justify, do any justice to the greatness of God's love. Imagine if this son have committed an armed robbery. Imagine if this son have done something so outrageous that he's about to be sentenced to die. Will the father come and take his place? That's why I say the story does not really do justice to the level of God's love to me and to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, we did worse than this. We squandered our inheritance. We dishonored the Most High God in our life. We refused him. We did this and that and that. But we committed crime that requires us to die. And do you know what Jesus Christ did? He came and took our place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is why we can say that we love him, because he first loved us. I want us to stand on our feet, everybody. Let's read Romans 8:32 as we close, as we stand. Romans 8:32. Romans 8:32 as we close. He said, he that spared not his own son. Amen. Everybody read with me. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said here, you have never seen a day. You will never see a day or a minute or a second that God did not love you or love us. At the worst time of your failings, at the worst time of your shame, he still loves you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If night and day, you can question if night and day exist. You can question anything you want, but you cannot really question God's love if you understand it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. God loved us with an unchangeable love. There is nothing that can change it. There is no variableness with God's love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because he said that heaven and earth may even pass away, yet not one dot of my word will pass. And he said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Amen. Which is immeasurable, incomparable, is a sacrificial type of love and unfailing kind of love. So today, this morning, we are closing early. If you are here, it's an invitation. And you say, I have washed out from the face of God. If you are here this morning and you feel that you don't have that love again, today is the day that Christ rose from death. If you are here this morning and you have not given your life to Christ, or you are one of those that are feeling dejected, depressed, frustrated with life because you felt that God does not love me, I want you to come up here. Let's pray with you. Anybody in this house, don't be ashamed. Or you are going through circumstances now that is weighing heavy in your life, and you said, what can I do? I want you to know that God has made a way for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whatever you are feeling this morning, if you feel the weight or burden of life or the trials of life, I want you to walk out and let us pray with you and believe together that God will open your eyes to see the depth of God's love towards you and me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Jesus loves me, yes I know, for the Bible tells me so. You true child to him belong. Yahweh, God he is strong. Say yes. Jesus loves me. Everybody join me and say, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Hallelujah, yes. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. You can still come out. Anybody who is here this morning, who tells me so. Hallelujah, yes. Jesus loves me. Go on and sing in and say, Jesus loves me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, yes. Yes. Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Hallelujah, yes. Keep on singing. Father, we call on you over your daughter.
Let us go through the night and feel your love, your hand on our shoulder again. In the name of Jesus. Papa, lift the body. Lift the body, Lord. Lift the body. Show her, Father, mercy in anywhere she has dwelt. In anywhere she has dwelt, Lord. Forgive me in the name of Jesus. I know you love her, Lord. Because you promised by your word that I have loved you with an everlasting love. God is saying to you, I have loved you with an everlasting love. There is no circumstance that can take that love away from you. There is no situation that can move God to hurt you. Yes, you might go through a lot at this time. There might be so many bodies that take you. Confusion, disorder. For the love of God will never leave. That is the goodness of the word of God. Father, I want you to honor your word. Help her, Father, help her. Lift her up out of the grave of the malice grave. Lift her out of the bottomless pit, Father. Lift her out of the darkness, Lord. Let your light shine for her again. In the name of Jesus. My God, I call on you. Let it go, God. Show forth your mercy. In the name of Jesus, let bread to the Lord. I pray for her. I pray for her mother. I pray for her siblings, Lord. I know they are going to pray, Lord, in her mother. But Father, we are Lord. We are happy and we are happy. And we never leave. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In the name of my Jesus. Amen. Oh,
yes. Yes. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Bye. Oh. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. As we praise God, you are free to give your offering. God bless you.